Okay, tonight we're doing the sugya of an onen, p'tur of an onen for mitzvahs. Now, the sugya of aninus in general is a much larger sugya, so I thought we'd limit our discussion to dafka the p'tur that an onen has from doing mitzvahs, and we'll see. There's still a lot to discuss even within that one detail of an onen. Of course, there are a few other big topics relating to an onen. One of the other big topics is the exact relationship between aninus and Avelus, but that's not for now, because that's not really why it comes up in Maseches Brachos. It comes up in Maseches Brachos, it's the very first Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Brachos. So let's just read through a little bit the Mishnah, Rashi, and Tosfos, and then we'll work from there. So says the Mishnah, Misha Meso Muta Lefanav, Patur Mekriya Shema Minatfilin Mikol Mitzvah Samuris Pitorah. Someone whose mace is Muta Lefanav, dead body is in front of him, so that is both literal and figurative. The Gemara goes on to say that Meso Muta Lefanav is talking about it either if you're not related and you happen to have a dead body right in front of you, or if you are related and you're not in front of the dead body, you just happen to be related to a person who died and is not yet buried, so such a person, that's Kemisha Muta Lefanav Dami, the Gemara says. Says on Yud Ches Amud Aleph that if you're not related and the person is just a relative, I mean, if you are related but you're not in front of the body, it's ki'ilu you are in front of the body. So you pater from tefillah, tefillin, kriyashma, tefillah, tefillin, and kol mitzvah samuris b'Torah, all other mitzvahs in the Torah. So the obvious first question you would need to ask when reading the Mishnah is, we give three examples of mitzvah samuris b'Torah, and then we say kol mitzvah samuris b'Torah. Just say kol mitzvah samuris b'Torah, and it includes taryag, it includes all 613. Why do you have to tell me these three examples, and then say kol mitzvah samuris b'Torah? Fine, the Mishnah goes on to discuss some other issues that are not so related to an onen. Let's take a look at Rashi let's take a look a little bit in the Gemara first. So skip down to the Gemara. Mutal fanav in v'sheinu mutal fanav lo. This implies that only if the mace is right in front of you, but if the mace is not right in front of you, then you're not pater from anything. Or a minhi, but we'll ask a stira. Misha meso mutal fanav. If a guy has a mace right in front of him, ochel bebayis acher. You should not eat together in the same room where the mace is. Go to a different room. V'mein lo bayis acher, ochel bebeis chaveru. If you don't have a different room, then you should go to your friend's house. V'mein lo bebeis chaveru. If you don't have a friend, reminds me of my math teacher in 11th grade used to say, if you didn't have a pencil, you may borrow one from a friend. If you do not have a friend, you may leave. So if you do not have a friend, so what do? You don't have a friend that you can go to his house. You don't have beis chaveru. Also mechitza v'yochel. So then you make a mechitza, and you can eat in the room with the dead body as long as there's a mechitza. V'mein lo davar lasos mechitza. You don't have the ability to make a mechitza. Machzir panav v'yochel. So then just turn your face away and eat. You don't eat be'aseba, you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine. Ve'inu mevarech, ve'inu mezamein, ve'in mevarchin alav, ve'in mezamein alav. You don't make brachos, you don't lead a zimun, you don't get included in any brachos or in zimun. Upater mekriyashma minatfila nimikol mitzvah samurus b'Torah. And you pater from everything. Again, the same list as the Mishnah, except this time we added in brachos as well. But you pater in everything, all the three mitzvahs that the Mishnah identified, as well as kol mitzvah samurus b'Torah. Ubishabes mesav yachubas v'shosyayin v'varach mizam v'varach alav mizam alav v'chayi b'kol mitzvah samurus b'Torah. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos, you're not knowing your aninus, you still do all the mitzvahs. That's not our concern right now. I don't want to get into aninus on Shabbos. But why is this a stira? Because katani mias pater mi kriyashma minatfila minatfilin we call mitzvah samurus b'Torah. What did the brises say? The brises said, if you don't have anywhere to go, you don't have another house to go to, you don't have a friend's house to go to, you don't have a mechitza to put up, you have nowhere else to go, so you turn your face away from this mace and you eat right there in the room. So but if you do have where to go, so then you go there, right? And then it goes on to say, but sounds like no matter what, whether you have where to go or you don't have where to go, no brachos, no mitzvos, no nothing. What do you mean? If I have where to go, if I'm in Beis Chaveiro, Why no brachas? The Mishnah just said Misha Meso Mutal Lefanav. Only when the mace is right in front of you. But if I'm in Beis Chaveru, if I'm in somebody else's house, the mace isn't right there anymore. So what's the problem? Why don't I do mitzvos? Why don't I make brachos? So the Gemara gives two answers. Rav Papa says, no, when we say that you don't make brachas, that's talking about the case where you don't have a friend and you're stuck in that same house with the dead body. That's when you don't make brachas. But if you have a friend to go to and you go to somebody else's house, you would make brachas, you'd be chayiv in mitzvahs, all of that. Ravashi Amar Kivan Shemuta Lav Lekovro Kimuta Lefan of Dami. And Ravashi says, no, if you are a relative who is obligated to bury this person, so then it's considered as if the mace is in the room with you, even if you're in Beis Chavero. Say Nachinami, if you're in Beis Chavero, you're pater from mitzvos, in a situation where it's your responsibility to take care of that mace. Good. Shenemar vayakam Avram al pnei meso v'nemar vekra mesi milfanai calls man shemuta lav lekovro kemuta lefanav dami. It says on the one hand Avram Avinu got up me'al pnei meso, and then it says mesi milfanai. So which was it? Did he get up and leave, or was it mesi milfanai? Was it lefanav? The answer is that when it's your job to bury, then it's ki'ilu, it's lefanav. Right? That's the Gemara. Let's just read a little bit further, because this is going to come in. The Rishonim are going to reference some of the lines in this Gemara. Meso in Avul Meshamra lo. The implication is that it's only if it's your mace, but if you just happen to be a shomer, you work for the Chavra Kadisha, so you're just guarding over the mace. Sounds like there are no limitations on what you're allowed to do, that all these halachos are misha meso mutalafana. So up until now, we were emphasizing and we were focused on what phrase in the Mishnah mutalafanav, and we're trying to be medayik. What does mutalafanav mean? Now we're saying, no, forget about the words mutalafanav, we already resolved that. What about the words? The word meso, is that dafka? Because it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like only if it's your mace, but if you just happen to be a shomer who's not related, you work for the Chavra Kadisha, you don't have any of these restrictions. Don't we learn that even a shomer mace is potter from everything? Right, that either or, if you're either a shomer or it's a relative, you don't do any of the mitzvos. Meso meshamro in av mahalich beis hakvaros lo, but that implies that when you're going in a cemetery, you don't have any patur. That only if you're being either a shomer or mace or your relative, that's when you have a patur. But if you happen to be walking in the cemetery, you're chayiv in every mitzvah. Vatanya, aye, but don't we have a brisa lo yahalich adam beis hakvaros tefillin berosho v'sefer Torah bizroo v'korei. That you shouldn't go in a cemetery with tefillin on your head. Sounds like tefillin on your arm is okay. No? With tefillin on your head. Sefer Torah bizroo. Sefer Torah in your arm. Vikore, that you happen to be reading from at the time. Stam walk with a Sefer Torah, maybe not so bad, because you're not doing a mitzvah. But to read from it is a problem. Vim osa ken, if you do that over mishum loig l'rosh garaf osehu, says the Gemara, hasam toch arba amos, hu da aser. Over there, it's talking about within 4 amos, it's aser, but outside of 4 amos from the kever, you'd be chayiv. But over here, when you are a shomer or a relative, then you're even pater when it's chutz l'dal ramos. So essentially, what emerges from this Gemara is three different dinim of pturim from mitzvahs. We have a din of a karov, who we would call an onein. We have a din of a shomer ames. And we have a din of someone who happens to be in a Beis HaKvaros. The karov and the onin is more severe than the, what's called the karov, is more severe than a shomer ames, in that he's going to be patur from mitzvahs even when he's not in the room with the dead body. The shomer ames and the karov are going to be more severe than the person visiting a cemetery, in that they're going to be patur from mitzvahs even beyond Dalet Amos, whereas the guy in the cemetery is only patur from mitzvahs than Dalet Amos. So three madregos, very clear distinctions between each madrega, right? So that is the basic sugya in the Gemara. So let's start with the very beginning. Why these three examples? Yeah.
The last case with the guy who's not related, that not a shomer, the body is buried or not?
Body is buried. Yeah. In the cemetery. Yeah.
First two cases, the bodies are not buried.
Right. First two cases have something to do certainly the first case has a lot to do with the fact that the body's not buried. It's your responsibility to bury, and therefore, no matter where you are, that responsibility always has to be on your mind. The second case is debatable, whether it relates to the body being buried, but presumably it does, otherwise it would just be a beis hakavaros. So it relates, I guess, it's only because the body's not buried and you're being shomer ames. What was the point of a shomer ames? What do you need a shomer for? He's not going anywhere, right? What do you need a shomer for? What? So it could be for kavod, right? That's a reasonable answer. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I think, based on the Gemara, that the real issue is that you're actually guarding him, because achbarim, all sorts of different things could happen to a dead body. So you're actually guarding it from anything happen. Now we're in Noheg, even in a place that's not infested with rats. Like hospitals outside of New York City, we're in that way to still have a shomer because of kavod, and we say tehillim and whatever, right? So, so let's start with the first question. We said patur from kriyas shema, tefillah, tefillin, and kol mitzvah samuras b'torah. Why does it have to say kol mitzvah samuras b'torah? So if you look in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemara, it's also in the Maror Mekomo somewhere in the on daf yudam beis b'daf erev and dibra maskul pater min kriyashra minatfilin. So Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes, no se amita kachi agir so bekala svarmam diyakim, that he just says pater minatfilin, and then right away it goes on to the next line of the Mishnah, no se amita, meaning what does it skip? It skips umikal mitzvah samuras b'torah. So that would answer the question, but it raises a new question. Right, it answers a question that now I understand why it had to say these three if it's already saying Kol Mitzvah Samuras B'Torah, because it's not already saying Kol Mitzvah Samuras B'Torah. But then the new question becomes, what is it about these three? Or actually, even before that, are these three examples, or are these three the only three? And if they're the only three, what is it about these three? And if they're examples, why give examples of these three? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, V'yesh Mefarshim. You're only potter from these three mitzvahs. If it meant all the other mitzvahs, it would have said it, and in the right girsaos, it doesn't say it. Only in our girsaos, it says it. But in the correct girsaos, it doesn't say it. Aval b'kol ashar chayiv. You're chayiv in every other mitzvah in the Torah. Umevin raya midam rinim parakei yashon chasan pater mikol mitzvah murs b'torah v'tana shila chayev v'omrim dehasam mashmedil sakishila v'chiyechi dechasam chayev b'kol mitzvah murs b'torah chanami shavu chayev b'kulan ela be'ela shosh. Okay, so what's his raya? His raya is that we paskin, who else has a similar p'tur of from mitzvos that the onin has, a similar p'tur from kriyashma that an onin has? A chassan has a similar p'tur. A chassan is very tarud. A chassan has a lot going on in his mind. Speak to the chassanim that you know, you'll see that they're very tarud. He doesn't hear, but they're very you got it. Okay, they have a lot going on in their heads. They're very, very tarud. It's not so easy to focus when you're a chassan. So he's potter from Kriya Shema on the first night when he gets married. A chassan is potter from Kriya Shema, right? Is he potter from all mitzvos? No. He's potter from Kriya Shema. So says the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the raya that the onin has similar p'tur. It's from Kriya Shema, it's not from other mitzvos. That's a raya, but it's not a svara. Right, and that raya is very telling, because we're going to have to discuss, one of the first things we're going to have to discuss is why is an onin patur from mitzvos, and very clearly Rabbeinu Yonah links it to the patur of a chassan. So whatever the reason is for a chassan is going to be a very similar reason for the onin in Rabbeinu Yonah's point of view. But Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say, why is it, what is it about these three? Ela be'elu ha-shloshu b'vad sha'asur mipnei she'shloshan tzrichos kavana yosar mishar mitzvos. These three all require more kavana than a typical mitzvah. Kriyashma, mipnei kabol salmach shemayim, mitzvah kshiyah be'kavana. Kriyashma is an exercise in kabol salmach shemayim, you need to be focused for Kriyashma. Tefillin gamkein, tzarek shalayis yechdaitamim. Tefillin is different than, let's say, tzitzis. tzitzis you put on, it's a baggage. You don't have to think about your tzitzis all the time. So every once in a while. But tefillin, you're not allowed to have as a chadas the entire day. You wear tefillin all day, you can never be mesiach daito from tefillin. Exactly what that means, what the gather of as a chadas is for tefillin, is an interesting discussion. We discussed it once when we were talking about those who wear tefillin at mincha and wear tefillin all day, and whether that's an appropriate chumrah, an inappropriate chumrah outside of the old city. Okay, so that's the second one. So clearly, tefillin requires a certain level of concentration. And tefillah is a no-brainer. Obviously, requires kavana. It's so much so that if you don't have kavana in the first bracha, you have to daven again. So it's not even tefillah. Umitokshu bohul al mesel v'torud ba'asakov lo yuchal lechavim behem ulefichach poter av b'shar mitzvah she'enetzuch kavana kol kach chayim. So says Rabbi Yonah, according to this one sheet that he's quoting, these Yesh Mefarshim that he's quoting, it's only an issue of concentration. Any mitzvah that does not involve intense concentration, even though it involves a Maisa mitzvah, an Onin is going to be chayiv to do. Because it doesn't take concentration to do a Maisa. It doesn't take concentration to put your tzitzis on, to be no talulav. Those things don't take concentration. What takes concentration? These three mitzvos, and that's it. This is all a din concentration. Yeah.
Based on the lashon, it means that they could do it if they wanted.
We'll have to see. We have to see. That's machlokas rishonim. But you want to see Rabbi Yonah says that what? That he can do it. You want to tie it?
Yeah, I'm saying at least the lashon.
Ah, okay, so we'll see. He's going to bring an interesting raya about that as well in the previous passage of Ben Yonah, but we'll save that for a little bit later. Yeah, we'll see if these machloksim relate to each other. The why and the is it a ptur or an iser may relate to each other. But then Rabbi Yonah quotes that the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah quote that the Rabbeinu Yonah actually rejects this idea. He thinks they're part of all mitzvahs in the Torah. He does not agree with the Yesh Mefarshim. But the Yesh Mefarshim at least have a svara as to why we single out these three mitzvahs. Now, so where does that leave us? That leaves us with everyone else who has our girsa, or even if you don't have our girsa, but you hold that he's part of all mitzvahs, in the Torah, why does the Mishnah single out these three mitzvahs, right? We're still going to be left with that kasha after reading this Rabbeinu Yonah. Why do we single out those three mitzvahs? Rabbeinu Yonah answers it, but he only answers it according to a das yachid, what seems like a das yachid of a yesh mefarshim, that a non-in is really chayiv in most mitzvahs. So we're going to have to see what to do about that. So in order to arrive at that discussion, we first need to discuss whether the patur of an onin for mitzvos is a patur or an iser of an onin to do mitzvos. So if you look at Rashi on Yedzayinim Beis, so Rashi writes, in Rashi on the Gemara, ve'eno mevarech and ve'eno mezamein, what does Rashi say? Ve'eno mevarech ve'eno tsarech levarech birchas hamotzi. Ve'eno mezamein, eno tsarech levarech birchas hamazon. Ein mevarech lav, ein tsarech shivrechu la'acherim, etc. Right? So Rashi seems to clearly understand that it's not an iser, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu says you get a freebie. Hashem says, I understand that you're in no mood to do mitzvahs right now, so you get a freebie. You don't have to do the mitzvahs. Not exactly no mood to do mitzvahs, but that's not exactly the way the explanation Rashi's going to have. But basically that you don't have an iser to do mitzvahs, so you're not obligated to do mitzvahs.
And depending how this relates to Osik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah, this might shed light on status of the other mitzvah, at least according to.
Oh, good, good. So let's connect the whole Rashi together now. Rashi in the first Rashi on the Mishnah, right? Misha meso pater milikros kriya shema. Why? Why you pater? Lefishu tarud b'machsheves kvuraso vavidum yudachasun de pater misham tirda de mitzvah. You're too busy with the kvura, so it's like a chasun who has tirda de mitzvah. What's a chasun an example of? Osik mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah. So Rashi seems to understand that Ninus is din of osik mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah, and he understands you're still allowed to do the other mitzvah. But wait a second, what's the rule in osik mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah? We learned the ritva when we did the sugya, and we did the sugya this summer, right? Mm-hmm. When we did the sugya of osik mitzvah, patim in a mitzvah, we learned the ritva, where the ritva asked the kasha, What do you mean, osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? I really need a limud to tell me osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? What's the alternative? Of course patur min mitzvah. I'm a human being. I can't do multiple things at one time. What would the Torah have expected of me without a limud of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah? So the Ritva gave a couple of answers, but one of those answers is that the great chiddush of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah is that when you're osik mitzvah, you're not only patur from another mitzvah, it's usur to do the other mitzvah. It becomes a dvar reshus, klape, the thing that you're involved in, which is dvar shel chova, and therefore the dvar reshus is something you're usher to leave. You're not allowed to leave a mitzvah to go do a dvar harashus. It's usher to do another mitzvah. So then the question would become on Rashi, that if Rashi is going to assume that this is a din of osik mitzvah prater min mitzvah, and he's going to assume that it's still permissible to do the mitzvah, why? Is Rashi necessarily assuming against the Ritva that it's usher to do another mitzvah? And Rashi holds, no, it's really mutter to do another mitzvah, even in a situation of osik mitzvah. Or maybe there's some other explanation of how Rashi might actually agree with the Ritva. So if you look in the Sefer Hanuk Dom, Ha'ara Ayin Dal, on page 10 of your Mar Makamos, this is not a Sefer you can find in stores. You can only find it in a PDF file on my computer. This is my brother wrote up, like a 400-page Sefer in Hilchos Avelos. Last year, and he sent it to me. So there's still some typos in it. It's unpublished. I don't think he has any plans of publishing it either. But okay, so this is an exclusive look. Yeah.
What mitzvah do you think Osik
right now? Kavura Sameis.
They're not doing
it. Good. So that's another issue we have to discuss. What if you're not actively involved in the Kavura? So that's why Rashi Dafka doesn't say, oh, this is like when you are traveling or being doing something. He says, what's it like? It's like a chasan, who's tarud, right? The chasan, it's all in his brains. That he, because of the tirda, he's not able to focus on the mitzvah. And therein lies our answer, though. That's going to be the point. If you look in on page 10 at the bottom in Ha'ara Ayin Dalid, so my brother points out in the second line of that footnote, Ibra shebisharo sig mitzvah in a rashi levata l'risham lasos hasheni v'mefshal l'kayim shem u'chiyav l'kayim shem. Normally, the rule by osik mitzvah is that you're not allowed to leave the mitzvah that you're doing now to go do the second one. And if you don't have to leave the first one to the second one, you're able to do both, then you have to do both. So what does Rashi say? You don't have to do the other one, but you can. That implies that it's possible to do the other one. So even though it's Efshel Kayim Shneyem, you don't have to. You can just do the one that you're involved in. That breaks all the rules of Osik Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. And whatever happened to the Ritva of Asher to do the second one? It shouldn't just be that it's permitted to do the other one, you shouldn't have to do the other one.
Wait, he's not taking an expansive view of Rashi? Meaning, why are we assuming Rashi even in that case where you can do both of them? Rashi saying you're Patur?
Yeah, Rashi says you're Patur. Right? Because what does he mean? You're Patur, but you're allowed to do it. Einot Tzarech. That obviously means you're able to do it. Einot Tzarech implies that you're able to do it. So he says the truth is, in the Osik B'mitzvah Sugi itself, you could ask this kasha, not on the case of an Onein, but on the case that Rashi shtels to, the case of the Chasan, right? Achein, B'chasan Gufei Isab Masnisin Tazayin Ambeishim, Rotzalukros Kriyash Mabalayla Rishon, Korei. Mishnah says Chassan wants to read Kriyat Shema on the night of his wedding. He's untaid. He could go and read. And even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says that he's not allowed to read, that's only because of Chashash Yuara. But midinei osig mitzvah patur min mitzvah, a Chassan is allowed to read. Aye, that breaks the rules of osig mitzvah patur min mitzvah manavshuch. If you can't do both, you're not allowed to do the second one. If you can do both, you must do both. So why by the Chassan we say he has options, and why by the Onin do we say he has options? Sa'alma demishu taru tirda demitzvah lo dami l'shar osik b'mitzvah. So he says what emerges from here is that osik b'mitzvah when you're actively involved is different than osik b'mitzvah when you are mentally involved. Elo patru afal pishev shalakayim shnehem. When you're actively involved, if it's possible to do both, you have to do both. When you're mentally involved, even if it's possible to do both, you do not have to do both. Mishum shechashashu she'ilu, there's a typo, she'ilu hayu mechuyiv likros, she'ilu hayu mechuyiv b'kriyashma, vavi olal tzavaro, zeh yegorim bitul kvuras ameis, Omi lachshav machshavas mitzvah. Sha'ol mitzvah vade mefriyosav machshavas mitzvah. Since the mitzvah that you are currently involved in involves a significant amount of mental energy, we're afraid that focusing on other mitzvahs is going to take away from your mental energy that you need for this mitzvah, and that was enough to patter you. But because it's possible that you have enhanced mental capacity and you're able to expend the mental energy on the mitzvah and still on the kvura and still reserve from some room in your brain for the mitzvah, so therefore they didn't make it aser. They didn't aser doing the other mitzvah. Unlike a normal case of osik mitzvah where it's impossible for a person to do both. See, this... By normal osik mitzvah, you have two cases. It's impossible for me to do both, in which case I have to do the one I'm doing, I'm not allowed to do the second one. Or it's possible for me to do both, and it's easy for me, you know, it's doable. And therefore I have to do both, because I can do both, and with confidence that both will be done right. Over here, you're somewhere right in the middle. You're dealing with something that's possible to do, but you can't really have great confidence that you're going to do it right. And therefore the halacha is going to be somewhere in the middle. Meaning, when it comes to a regular osik mitzvah, if it's impossible to do both, so the halacha is stick with one, you may not do mitzvah number two. When it's possible to do both, and you can have great confidence that you can do both easily, so then do number two also, and you must do the second mitzvah. This is assuming like one sheet in Rishonim, that when it's Efshal Kaim Shneim, you have to do both. Let's assume that way, right? Then you must do the second mitzvah. Over here, we're dealing with a case where it's possible to do both, but not with great confidence that you're going to do them both right. And therefore Chazal gave a middle ground approach to how to approach these mitzvos. You may do the second one, but you don't have to do the second one. So it comes somewhere in the middle. Shareim yodeh shabamir sabracho anias amein enu mafriyosam ilasasiv meso havik kol shev shalchem shem ne'alma. If you know, if you are confident that by you saying Kriya Shema it's not going to stop you at all from your involvement with the mace, so then yeah, then it's Hefshel L'Kayim Shneim, and you should absolutely have to do both mitzvahs. But the nature of the mitzvah of Kvuras HaMeis and the nature of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is such that it's hard to have that kind of confidence, and therefore if you want to, you can, but you don't need to. And he says the reason the Hagdara is different over here is based on how the Rush explains the din that you're pater on a weekday even when you're not actively involved in the Tzarchei HaMeis. As opposed to on Shabbos, if you're not actively involved in the Tzarchei HaMeis, you're chayiv in mitzvos. So Rosh says, why should that make a difference? If it's a weekday or Shabbos, in either case, you're not doing anything about the mace, so why by a weekday are you still pater from other mitzvos, and Shabbos you're chayiv in other mitzvos? Says the Rosh, because by a weekday, even though you're not osek, yeshalav aninos mipnei kvodo shel mace, part of the din of Kavod HaMeis is that you should have nothing else on your mind. So even though I'm not doing anything right now, I want my brain to be free so that I can be thinking about the mace in case there's something I didn't think of in terms of the funeral arrangement. That I, you know, a lot of times when you're running anything, any big event, whether it's a wedding, a bar mitzvah, whatever, you know, you just think of something or you know, anything. You think of something, oh, I did a party, whatever, Shavuot Brachos. I didn't think, oh, we could have those cute little pictures of the couple of the day. Like you always think of new ideas. So by his funeral also, it's a very different kind of thought. But you always think of something that maybe will help out and maybe will enhance the covenant of the mace. So the din is to keep your brain free. But on Shabbos, there's no such din. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to be totally focused on the mace. So on Shabbos, if you're not doing anything, you're chayiv in mitzvos. On the weekdays, there's such a din that your brain is supposed to be free. So he says, that's the nature of the patur of a nonin from mitzvos. That's the nature of a patur of a chasan from mitzvos. It's a din, keeping one's brain unoccupied so that they could focus on the mace. So that's where this kind of osik b'mitzvah fits in, l'shitas Rashi. Again, you don't have to do it, but you're allowed to do it because it's the osik b'mitzvah in the way that a chasan is an osik b'mitzvah. Now, my brother quotes a very interesting chiddush, interesting, and by interesting I mean hard to understand, from Ephraim Zalman Margolios. In the if you skip to the on page 11, in the last paragraph on the page, he quotes from Ephraim Zalman Margolios that sometimes an onein will do a mitzvah because they don't realize that they're pater. So says Rav Chaim Zalman Golios, Tzarech lahodia lehem shetaus hu biyadam, ve'in chayav min adin, ve'in lem lasos kein. You need to let them know that they're pater. You can't let them just continue, even if you hold like Rashi, that they're permitted to volunteer the mitzvah. If they're doing it because they think they're chayiv in the mitzvah, you need to tell them. Why? Because even if you hold that it's mutter to be machmir, that's only if you know that you're pater and you say, but I'm going to be machmir anyway, rotsani, I want to do it. But when you're tov v'dvar halacha, you think you're chayiv mikra adin, you have to let him know that you're pater. Why? 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 He's doing a good thing. Let him do a good thing. Why do we have to let him know that he's pater? So says Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios, a riot from Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis. Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis. What happens to Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis? Rava has a house, and someone tunnels into his house and steals his goats from his house. And there's a halacha, bedam kaninu. Part of the sugi of Kamla Bidraminei is that if you're chayiv misa at a time that you also incur chayiv mamon, you're only going to be punished with the misa, and even if you don't actually get the misa, you're still pater from the chayiv mamon. So when a person is tunneling through into your house as bab machteres, he's chayiv misa, meaning the balabais is allowed to kill him. So since at the moment that he took the goats, his blood was cheap, you know, his blood was free to any, for the balabais to kill. Therefore, he's pater from actually paying back the goats. Unbelievable. He made it out. He didn't get killed. He's pater from paying back the goats. These ganavim read in the newspaper the next day that they broke into a random house. They read in the newspaper the next day that they broke into the chief rabbi's house and that goats were taken from the chief rabbi's house and the police can't believe it and everyone's after them. They said, "Oh my God!" So they go to Rava, they confess, and they say, "Here are your goats back." And Rava says, "You're not chayiv to give them back to me." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? First of all, they are right." Rava lets them know that they're pater, even though midine shemayim they do have to give it back. It's only midine mamonis they don't have to give it back, but midine shemayim to yotzei yidei shemayim they do have to give it back. So says Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios, what you see from that Gemara is that if somebody's going to do something good and something that's actually a mitzvah, and like over here, they're giving back the money, it was a mitzvah, midine shemayim, they do have to give it back. You have to let them know if they're doing it because they think they're obligated. You have to let them know that they're not really obligated. Is that a good raya? So, it's not really such a good raya. Why is it not a good raya? There's a big chiluk between dine mamonis and it's veheter, you know, and ben adam makom, and dinim the ben adam makom, right? But dinim mamonis, you have to let them know because they're patim meikra adin, and they're only giving because they think they're chayiv, and therefore if you take it, it's stealing. You're the one that's stealing then if you take it. No, if they think they're chayiv, that's the only reason they're giving it to you. If someone gives you something under a false premise, and you're aware that it's a false premise, and they're not. So that's stealing. You can't take that money. Whereas HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no such problems about accepting a Kriya Shema under a false premise. He's not stealing any sort of Kriya Shema. Adrabah, my brother points out, there's a Tosas in Sukkah Daf Lamed Daled that tells us, let's say a person doesn't realize that Hidur Mitzvah is not absolutely required. A person thinks that the Hidur is really the part of the Etzema Mitzvah. Say a person thinks I can't have wax candles for my menorah because I need to use Shemen Zayis. Right? I must use Shemen. He doesn't realize that that's a hidden. It's not absolutely required. So Tosus holds, you don't have to tell him. Adrab, let him do a mitzvah. If you let him do it better. If he's doing it better, good, let him do it better. So it sounds that you shouldn't have to tell him over here. It's a phenomenal chiddush, Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios says, that even Lashitas Rashi, that the guy's allowed to volunteer the mitzvah, he has to know that he's volunteering. It has to be with a Nediva slave, otherwise.
It's not
what?
This is not necessarily a hitter, but you're
not even
happy.
When you say it's certainly a Maisa, you know, he's doing a
That's
good
not
thing.
Necessarily a
it's not a hitter, but it's more similar to the case of a hitter. Meaning, guy's doing a good thing, so let him do it. You don't have to tell him, you should really know, you're not obligated to do this. He's doing something good, let him continue to do something good. Why stop him? Ah, okay, but right. I mean, if maybe that's the svara. So it's not from the Gemara Sanhedrin. The real svara for Ephraim Zal Margolios would be there's a reason Chazal patterned you, and we just got through explaining it. They patered you because they thought that dual concentration is no concentration. Right? If you're studying and listening to to whatever else, to the radio, so you're not doing either one, really. Or you're more likely listening to the radio and not studying. But when you're concentrating on two things, you're not really concentrating on anything fully. So Chazal were worried that it's going to take you away from the Tzorchei Emes. So that's why you have to let him know that he's not obligated to do it. Because the way we just explained it, the way my brother explained it, is that it's a judgment call that each person has to make for themselves. Am I able to stay focused on my mace even as I do this mitzvah? But he can only make an informed decision if he realizes that he's not chayiv to do the second mitzvah, that he's pater from it. Then he can make the decision. Good, that's very likely a more cogent svara for that chiddush of Rav Chaim Zalman Margolios. Tosos, Dibur Maskel Ve'enu Mevarich, the bottom Tosos on Yizayinam Beis, says Pirush Rashi Vein Zakuk Levarich. Rashi says you don't have to do. Umashim Mitoch Pirusha Shemratzel Levarich Rashi. Sounds from Rashi that if you want to volunteer to do the mitzvah, you're allowed to volunteer it. Miu Birushalmi Kamar Umratzel Lahachmir Ein Shomen Lo. But in Yerushalmi it says otherwise. Yerushalmi says a guy wants to be Machmir. Yerushalmi says Beferish. You're not allowed to be Machmir. If you want to do mitzvahs when you're an onin, you're not allowed to. Lekach Nira Lomar Einu Mevarich Einu Rashi Levarich. So when our Gemara says Einu Mevarich, probably also means like the Yerushalmi, says Tosfos, that you're not permitted to make a bracha. It's Aser. Umefarish B'Yerushalmi Lama. So now, Tosfos, part one of Tosfos was Cholik on Rashi's on the bottom over here. Is it permissible to do the mitzvah? Rashi said yes. Tosfos says no. Now Tosfos can get into a discussion about the first Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi said, what's the reason that you're part of the mitzvah? Because it's Osek B'mitzvah. Tosu says different. The Mefarish B'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi itself says, Lama v'ka'amar, either mipnei kvodo shel meis, that it's just not, it's a lack of kavod to a dead body when you're doing other things. Inami, mipnei she'en lo mi she'yisa masa'o. Who else is going to take care of the meis? The meis is going to end up without all of its needs. So either it's a din kavod that the close relatives, instead of sitting and mourning and being sad and crying and that they're busy doing whatever, they're busy davening and going to shul and doing all sorts of things, either that's the problem, or it's a practical problem that if the family's doing mitzvos, who's going to take care of the meis? Those are the two days in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, Uparich, the Yerushalmi asks on this, V'atanya patim mitil zulav v'kasakadag d'mar b'yomtov, but it says he's potter from lulav, so we're assuming we're talking that it's yantif. So no one's doing anything anyway in yantif, and it still says he's potter from lulav. So it sounds like it's not a practical issue; it's more of a covered issue. So this is a kasha, and the one that holds that's a practical issue. Yerushalmi says no, you take lulav and chalamoid also. In chalamoid, you could be osik in the tzarech emes. Good, those are two reasons offered in the Yerushalmi. What's interesting and perplexing is that there's one other reason offered in the Yerushalmi which makes all other reasons completely unnecessary. And that Yerushalmi is also quoted by Tosfos, but it's quoted Tosfos a little earlier on the page over here. Dibur Maskel Patim Rekriya Shema. Says Tosfos, B'Yerushalmi Mefarish Taima, Amar Rabbi Bon Ksiv Laman Tizkar Ad Kol Yimei Chayecha, that you're supposed to remember Yom Tzeis Chom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha Yomim Sha'ata Osek B'Chayim V'lo Yomim Sha'ata Osek B'Mesin. Kol Yimei Chayecha doesn't only mean as long as you're alive, it means as long as you are involved in life. But when you are involved in death-related issues, when you're involved in dealing with the dead, you're patur from Kriya Shema. A drasha from a pasuk. Now, according to that Yerushalmi, it sounds like a din d'oraisa. But we're darshaning from a pasuk that he's patur. All these other, according to Rashi, it's also mitzvah patur, and it's also din d'oraisa. But according to these others, kvodo shomeis, yisa masa'o, not so clear that's a din d'oraisa at all. Right? Could very well be a din d'rabanan. But what's even more troubling is, once the Yerushalmi has a drasha, what does it need to get involved in svara for? We have a drasha. When you're osik b'chayim, that's when you have to do mitzvahs. When you're osik b'chayim, you don't have to do mitzvahs. So you can start talking about kavod of the meis, yisa masa'o, who cares? Have a drasha. Good. There are Rishonim that talk about this, that maybe it's only Din Brachas. Yeah.
What if you're positive that you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, but you're allowed to do mitzvahs? also when it's not another thing, this Tosfos story, you say they use the drasha, and you also use the pasuk for Pesach, this Thursday night, where you use drasha, you use it again.
So Tos says, but it's kash on the Yerushalmi though. The Yerushalmi does use it for this. I mean, even you want to say, okay, we don't pass like that drasha, we pass that we use this drasha for something else. But the Yerushalmi uses it. So if the Yerushalmi is using it, what does it need? What does it need these other svaras?
Doesn't this only work for Kriyat Shema?
For what?
For Kriyat Shema.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. That's a good point.
So
the other drasha is for other mitzvahs. Okay, could very well be. The Mantiskos Yom Tzeskom Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha, is maybe only in Kriyat Shema. Right, not it didn't in...
There are probably times where we say Lama Nikra Svar.
I'm asking Lama Nikra Svar. Krahu.
It goes back and forth. I mean, Tosfos in Shua says that it goes back and forth. There's sometimes in the Svar.
Right. We meaning, the Gemara, you're asking the wrong question. Meaning, you're saying that Lama Nikra Svar, who emphasizes my question, meaning I'm asking the same thing. Sometimes the Gemara will say Mil Sadasi Bekal V'Chomer Tarach because of Lakra, that even when you have a Svara, the Pasuk is still going to say it. Even when you have a Svara, the Pasuk is going to say it. And the Rishonim deal with, wait a second, how can we sometimes ask Lama Likra Svarahu and sometimes say? So Tosis, I think, says that it depends on the Svara, that if some Svaras are very, very strong and some Svaras are not so strong. Are these svaras Kal V'Chomer kind of svaras? I don't know. These don't seem like super duper strong svaras, right? So it would not be Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'Chomer Tarach V'Kasav L'Kra. This would be Lomli Svara Krahu, right? What do I need any svaras? It is a Yehuda Va'od L'Kra. There's another expression that that sometimes you have an Amor or a Tana will say something, as will say there's a pasuk Va'od Ram Rav Yehuda. Not only do you have a pasuk to prove this point, Rav Yehuda also proves it. The Gemara says, Yehuda va'ol l'kra? When you have a pasuk, what do you need Yehuda to come and add something? We already have a pasuk. So it seems like a legitimate issue over here. Let's take now just focusing on this din of kavod for a second, and we'll come back to this other issue of what I need the svaras and the pasuk in a moment. Actually, you know what? Let's deal with that first. Take a look at the last source in the printed out part of the package. Mereshes Moshe. Sefer I have on Brachos. I haven't pulled it off the shelf in 6-7 years, so whenever you guys were in 11th grade, whoever was in my shir, right? So that was, I haven't opened the Sefer in a while, but it's a good Sefer on Brachos. Writes up nice sugyas in Brachos. So he writes as follows. Vabirhu dine chazonish heir miu tzarchi nuchashav pegam bekvodo kol kach lepotr mitzvah daraisa v'yesh lomar da'atam sh'rabanan asra al-onin l'kayim mitzvahs k'dei sh'lo yirikim es'atzel be'espedo shel meis eino atam sh'onin potr mekiyim ha-mitzvahs d'atam ze'eino maspik b'k'dei sh'yafkiyu machmaso eschiyuv ha-mitzvahs. I mean, the whole din of kavod or of not paying enough attention to the meis, that alone doesn't suffice to potter you from your chiyuvim. El kiven sheyesh no ptur mikiyum ha-mitzvos mishum tir de mitzvah l'chein yachlu rabbanu l'hosav l'asra l'chayim esos mitzvah k'dei shlo yidme k'mis asal be'espeda. One second, I might be reading the wrong thing. I'm sorry, no, this is answering a different question. Sorry. This is answering the question, once we're here, I'll tell you. The Rashba quotes both Rashi's reason and Tosfos's reason. The Rashba quotes the reason of Osig Mitzvah and the reason of Kvod Shel Meis, and that we're afraid you're not going to pay attention to the Meis. So so what he suggests is that the two work hand in hand. That you need Osig Mitzvah to tell you that you're Pater, from the Mitzvah, Mishum Kvod Shel Meis, and then once you have that you're Pater from the Mitzvah, the Kvod Shel Meis tells you that it's inappropriate to go do the Mitzvah. Tell you that it's us who go to the mitzvah. So that would be the Shita Sarash. He's explaining something else. Take a look instead at page 11, in the paragraph that we skipped on page 11. So first of all, he writes, again from Ephraim Zalman Margolios, quoting a tshuva of the Shemesh Tzedakah, Shekasav dahad da'onin potter ve'eno rashi la'achim el'atzmo, Hainu rak bebrachos mishum chumra debrach levatala. Right, exactly what Prolich was saying before. maybe even Shitas HaTosfos, that you're not allowed to be Machmir, that it's Asr for you to do the mitzvah, maybe that's only you did in Brachos. Because you run the risk of a Brach Levatal. So when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Birchsam Mazel and things like that, so by a Bracha related item, you run the risk of an Isser. Do you run the risk of an Isser when it comes to Tefillin? When it comes to Tefillin, you run the risk of any Isser? So probably, yeah, you're not allowed to be Masiach Das from your tefillin. It's problematic. You shouldn't be wearing tefillin if you can't be focused on them. That's why we don't wear tefillin all day. What about when it comes to by tefillah's brachos, right? Shmona Esrei's brachos. So that's certainly running a risk. What about when it comes to Kriya Shema? Is there any risk if you can't focus on Kriya Shema? Not really. You're not going to cost yourself anything with Kriya Shema. So at first I wanted to say maybe this will help answer why we single out these mitzvahs, but it won't really help us over here. Right, won't help to explain why we single out these mitzvahs. But he suggests that even within that sheet of Rishonim, maybe it's only a din in brachos, not a din in other mitzvahs. Another important point relating to Kvod HaShel Meis. Yeah.
If we assume that these dinim, the machlokas that we quoted earlier on the Tosfos and the Torah, whether it's Deres, Derabanan, Noni, which are in quotes, right? So if we assume that it's Derabanan, then what's the chashash of Brach HaVatal? There's no tour from brachos in the first place. The rabbanon are the ones who made the tour. So if you don't make a tour by brachos, your bracha is never going to be able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like it never gets off the ground. Like if we assume these.
The rabbanon are the ones that patted you in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they don't pat you from brachos and you make a bracha, you can never run into a problem with bracha matah.
No, but they're obviously not comfortable with how you're going to be making the bracha. I mean, okay, so instead of bracha levatala, you'll be saying Shem Hashem for levatala, which is Nisr Daraisa, perhaps, right? To be saying the Shem Hashem, meaning it is a bracha levatala because you're not focused. You're not, you have no kavana. You're just saying, yeah.
Are we worried at all that like the person will have negative kavana, like when you're kivoch omachu shemayim after someone dies, like the people get angry?
That's a good svara that a person can't be mekabel olmach shemayim, but
and
the truth is
also like runs a risk of like very like almost like hating God.
Right. From a hashkafic perspective, certainly, and that's normally what people tell onanim when they say, you know, I want to do a mitzvah, or whatever. They say, you know, Akharish Baruch Hu just says he understands if now you're not into it. But I don't know from the halacha. I don't know if we have that svara. So says Pesach Yitzchuvah. This whole din is a din of kavod, right? Says Pesach Yitzchuvah in the name of where is this Pesach Yitzchuvah? If you look in source number 11 in the packets, it's on page 4. Source number 11, Pesach Yitzchuvah. So what I'm trying to discuss, well, ultimately what it will answer is why the Yerushalmi, after he gives the pasuk, has to say these svaras also. But first, let's focus on the svara of kavod, and through that we'll try to answer it. So this svara of kavod, that it's lack of kavod ames, says in Pesach Yitzchuvah, what if you have another din of kavod that involves a mitzvah that's a bigger din of kavod than the kavod you have to have for the mace? For instance, wrong Pesach Yitzchuvah, sorry. the Pesach Yitzchuvah that I'm referring to now is not source number 11, and I don't know if I put it in here. Oh, number 9? Yeah, here it is. Shalos Tshuvos Arba Turei Evan, Simon Yud. Shenishal, Bi'isha Achas Shemeso B'Shabbos, V'hayu L'banim V'gam Achim, V'ira L'Achim Yortzeit B'motzoi Shabbos Al Imam. So basically, brothers of a woman who died have a yard site for their mother while they're an onain for their sister. So they want to go to shul, say kaddish on the yard site. Problem is they're an onain. An onain is not supposed to do mitzvahs. So if you hold the whole reason onain is not supposed to do mitzvahs is din in kavod, they have a din of kibreim, and they have a din of kavod of their sister. Which kavod is better? So says the Tshuvos Arba Turei Evan, the lom kaddish din yard site, v'hora lahatir, that they can go to shul. Even though normally you're not allowed to do mitzvahs, we paskin like the Balei HaTosfos, that you're not allowed to volunteer mitzvahs when you're known in. Mikol makom hacha kuli alma modim derashoyim ha'achim l'spal v'lomar kaddish, dekivan sheyesh li isha banim imkein leka rak mipnei kvodo shel meis. Since this woman has children, that's what limits it to Kvod HaShel Meis. Why? Because Yerushalmi gave two reasons. is Kodesh Lameis, and no one else is going to take care of the burial. She has other relatives, she has children who don't have a yard site to observe today. They will next year, but they don't have a yard site to observe today. So they have the Kodesh Lameis. You don't have to worry about the issue of who's going to take care of it. All you have to worry about is Kodesh Lameis. Imkein, which is telling you this is the nafkamina between the two reasons. Imkeno, Gam Asham Spal and Roman Kaddish, who covered Shalmais, covered Imam. So which mace takes precedence? Your mother or your sister? So your mother takes precedence. Va'od, the covered Imam, Kodem, the Gamma Mace Chayev, the covered Imam. And not only that, there is a Svar, the Gemara in Kiddushin uses when it discusses if your father asks you for something and your mother asks you for something. So you have to get your father first. If they're still married to each other, you have to get your father first. If they're not married to each other, the Gemara is an interesting way of resolving it. Not really resolving it, just sort of giving up on it. But when they're still married to each other, you have to go to the father first, because the mother is chayiv in the covenant of the father. So the sister is chayiv in the covenant of the mother also. So that should be in her best interest also to show the covenant. After mesum chavshi, what's he saying? Mesum chavshi. The Gemara Nida darshins, I think that's samach or so. Kivin shemes adam nasa chavshi min mitzvos. Once a person dies, he's free from doing any mitzvos. Mitzvos betelos lo asad lavo. So the sister doesn't really have a din of kibbutzim because she's dead. No, that's what the Abraham Turi Evan says. That their chiyuv for the mother is a greater chiyuv than the chiyuv is for their sister. However, says the Pesachei Tshuva that according to this last reason, that kibbutzim called them kibbutz achosam, so yesh latir gam kein hecha sheinam achim la rach mitzad ha'av v'yesh om yotzad alimam. Let's say this sister was not the daughter of that mother. This is a sister from their father's side. Still, you would prefer the mother, even though the sister herself has no chiyuv kavod. Because klapei the brothers, they have a greater chiyuv toward their mother than they do toward anybody else. Good? Now take that Pesachei Tshuva and take a look now at page 12 and 13 in the packets. Again, in Hanuk Dom, my brother's... So he quotes this Pesachei Tshuva, and he writes as follows at the end, the last few words on the page. Ulanias daiti haya efshar lechalik ba'ofen acher. Says I think you can make another big chiluk over here. Delu yitzur the kavod achoso chashav kavod imo. Even if kavod achoso were as big as kavod imo, mikol makom k'sheinu nichnas lebeis haknesset lomar kaddish over b'kavod imo b'shevi al taseh. What are your two options over here? These guys, these brothers. They either go to shul, or they don't go to shul. If they don't go to shul, they're disgracing their mother. B'shevial tase, through inaction. If they go to shul, they're disgracing their sister. B'kum vaseh, through action. V'ashem yik shenuchlas lomar kaddish alimo b'zman shachosu mutal lefonav hu mevaze b'kum vaseh kavad achoso. V'lechem lo yikonis lomar kaddish. Okay, let's leave out the Gilim Rasha. So that's the chiluk maybe in this Pesachei Tshuva. Let's leave that at that. Now going back to our original question, I got confused for a second. Going back to our original question of why does Yerushalmi need all these reasons, I'm trying to remember who I saw that deals with it. Is that Rav Soloveitchik that deals with it? Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik deals with it, I think. Soloveitchik, I think, deals with it. In Shirei Rav on Yonei Avelus. So someone deals with it. The question of why we need all of these different reasons. Yeah, in Shirei Rav, in Oz Beis, Shirei Rav. What? Yeah, page 17. Exactly. In Shirei Rav, he deals with this question. He writes... the last paragraph on page 17. Ach divrei Yerushalmi tzrichim biyud. Sharei la'achar shela atan bebrayso sham shim rata la'achmer latzmo ain shomun lo shuv kamfari shtayim etayim mipnei kvodo shalmeis amnei shein lo mishi yisim aso. V'dover temahu atu taima de krakadarish. Yeah, that's the kasha, right? Why do I need taima de krakadarish? You need to tell me I already have a pasuk. Why do you have to give me reasons? Va'anir lomar b'zeh. So says Rav Soloveitchik. Let me say it outside because we're going to run out of time if I try to read it inside. So says Rav Soloveitchik that when we understand this pasuk properly, what the pasuk is telling us is that yom shata osekim amesim, your pater from mitzvos, is not just stam a pater from mitzvos. It means that it's a kiyum of the avelus. It's not that you really potter from mitzvos. It's that doing other mitzvos is mafriya the avelus. Meaning, the only way to be an avel or to be an onain is by not doing mitzvos. Let's call it aninus, not avelus. The only way to be an onain is by not doing mitzvos. When you do other mitzvos, you are not being an onain. So it's not that you really potter. It's that you have a mitzvah of aninus. And the mitzvah of aninus can only be fulfilled when you're not doing any other mitzvos, because doing any other mitzvos would distract you from the mitzvah of aninus. That's why Rav Soloveitchik says Yerushalmi goes on to give reasons for the Patur mitzvos, because Yerushalmi is mesupak. What situations of bitul mitzvah would be considered to be mafriya your aninus, would be considered to be something that gets in the way of your aninus? Is it only in situations where there's no one else to take care of the dead body? Or is it only in situations where it's just going to be viewed as a lack of kavod? They're arguing in the svara for the din d'oraisa, because the din d'oraisa is not a p'tur per se. If it was a p'tur, good, so you don't do any mitzvahs, period, and you wouldn't have any nafkaminis, there would be nothing to discuss. No, it's not a p'tur per se. It's saying you're chayv in everything. But if you're going to be an onain, you can't be doing mitzvahs. Now, which mitzvahs can't I be doing? Can I not be doing mitzvahs that someone else could do? Mitzvahs that I still can do because I'm not so busy with the mace? Or is it any mitzvah that I do is going to be considered a problem because it shows a lack of kavod? Right? That's the later discussion in Yerushalmi. But the first line in the Yerushalmi is just very clear that that part of being an onain is staying away from mitzvahs. He expresses this most clearly in the last paragraph on page 18. V'nirishi, goes into a whole another discussion about avelus that would be really nice if we could do, but we don't have time. V'nirishi ish lefarish hachi alfusa d'yam shata osik b'chayim k'mog zersa kasu d'lali tamal das rabam pirusha davar she'ena onin rak p'tur min ha-mitzvos el mashu mispatum min ha-mitzvos zegufa mahava kiyum ba-avelus. It's not just that he's p'tur from mitzvos. By not doing mitzvos, you're being mekayim the avelus. Even though dine avelus don't begin yet, still on some level this is called a kiyum of avelus. So meli yeshlom d'lav dav kipurah masha onim espatam mitzvah makster dasa b'kipurah kamzeh nechshav the kiyum avelus. That's all considered a kiyum of the avelus. And with this he explains, there's a well-known machlokas that the Rush quotes. What if a person was onin matzoy Shabbos and they do the kipurah on Sunday? Happens all the time. Do you make havdalah on Sunday? Do you say that you were completely pater? So the way people normally explain this machlokas is everyone agrees, of course, you're completely pater when you're an onain. And the whole issue of whether you make Havdalah or not is, what's the nature of making Havdalah on Sunday? Is it that the zman of Havdalah extends from Motzai Shabbos till through Sunday, or maybe even through Tuesday? Or is it, no, the ikr zman of Havdalah is Motzai Shabbos. After that, it's just tashlumin. It's just making up for a missed mitzvah. If it's just making up for a missed mitzvah, so then you didn't miss anything, you were pater. But if it's just one long zman, well, now you're chayiv and you're in the zman. But such a salvation, no, it could be that there is a svara to say that you are a bar chiyuva when you're an onan. It's not a p'tur, you're a bar chiyuva. And the shita that holds that you have to make Havdalah on Sunday, it's not because it's still the zman of Havdalah. It's that you were never pater. You were a bar chiyuva, you just couldn't do it because you were doing avelus. So mainly you have to make Havdalah on Sunday. Okay, we'll stop there. Time for now.